They understand that particularly their large companies organized improperly. You're seeing the spans of control increase dramatically, the removal of layers within the organization, and the empowerment of the workforce. But empowerment only works if you have access to the information and you know what you're supposed to be able to do. And literally the companies who learn how to do this are going to be the ones who move ahead. One of the reasons our economy is so strong in the U.S. versus other economies around the world is how this high technology is being applied. And it doesn't take a mathematician very long to realize which way that trend is heading. But you're going to see other countries around the world follow similar trends, or they're going to be left behind as we move forward. When you look at the network, if I were to show you a network design of what you really go through in a major business, only an engineer would get excited about it and say it's cool. It is unbelievably complex in terms of how you share information. From a leader's point of view, I look at the network and I think about it as my home office, my international locations, my sales offices, my key suppliers, the ability of my employees and partners and suppliers to get access from their homes to this information they're entitled to, or as they move around the world. But as I begin to look at the complexity that this represents, it's kind of scary. Literally, what you want to see from customers, and what customers want to see us do as vendors, is to make this transparent to them.